Holmes County Fair, new beginnings, celebrations, and a sudden and sad goodbye. With this reflection back to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. The 101st Holmes County Fair brought new royalty with Jenna Sheldon getting queen and Quentin Veers becoming fair king. It also brought the opportunity for folks with sensory needs to have a more enjoyable time with a sensory-friendly ride time and a tent where those with sensory issues can go to pause and have quiet time without having to leave the fair. An adult changing table would also be added to the restrooms. The livestock auction would continue to be successful for the young 4-H members selling their market animals, with the first night bringing in $633,423.22. The second night, including the dairy auction, would bring in $388,084 for a grand total of $1,021,507.22. This would be the second year in a row over $1 million.
But we are a little removed from the main area where all that's going on. But basically, our initiative this year is to just have a space for families, friends, who just need a moment to step away from what's going on. They can come to our tent. They don't have to go home or go sit in their car. They can still stay on the fairgrounds while having a nice place to sit and relax. And I mean, we're gonna give out some stuff as well. We're gonna give out some small sensory items to visitors, especially those who have, you know, developmental disabilities.
I found my mom's crown and sash in the basement, and I saw all the other queens getting their crowns, getting their sash, and walking around the fair. So this is a dream come true to me.
Feels like a great honor and a great privilege. I never actually expected I would do this at all. My buddy Alex, he was the king attendant for 2023. He just randomly texted me out of the blue, said, hey, you should run for the fair king. So I printed out the paperwork. I already had a resume and stuff done. So I just filled in the rest of the blanks and turned in my application. About a course of a little over a month ago.
Just before the start of the new school year, West Holmes local schools would have their groundbreaking for their new K-5 building to officially begin the construction phase that would begin with moving a lot of dirt. The new building is up on the hill near the bus maintenance garage, which would put all the West Holmes students in just three buildings, the elementary, middle, and high school, and those buildings all on one campus.
Let us also reflect on the building that it will represent. It symbolizes growth, progress, and the unwavering belief that the potential of every student will walk through those doors. It stands for a testament of our community, their investment in education, and recognizing that providing our students with a nurturing environment is the key to their success. The new building is not just walls and classrooms. It's a place where creativity sparks, young minds are molded, where lifelong friendships are formed. It's the hub of learning, innovation, and discovery, and designed to meet the needs of the future.
It's about the children that talented teachers teach. It's about the children that the caring cooks feed. It's about the children that dedicated bus drivers transport. It's about the children that hardworking custodians clean up after them. It's the awesome secretaries and principals who meet the other needs of our children. Did I mention air conditioning teachers? This new elementary building will bring a new dimension to our district, West Holmes Elementary School.
The village of Kilbuck would celebrate 150 years in 2024 and would mark that with celebrations at Early American Days, including a special Our Town series from the Historical Society, special artwork on Town Square, and a birthday party for the village.
Our biggest event is going to be Sunday. We're having a big birthday party celebration for Kilbuck's 150th birthday. We have Congressman Troy Balderson and Commissioner Dave Hall coming to speak during that. And we'll have like a time capsule, the kids' art banners that are hung up downtown. Those kids are going to be caught on stage and be announced. We'll have a big grand marshal presentation, a time capsule, a group photo, and then we'll have cake and ice cream.
All of our shows, we always open it up for folks to share, because that's how you get more history, is in the folks retelling the stories and the things that they've lived. It'll be at 7 o'clock at the Duncan Theater. The seating is first come, first serve. There's no cost. We take donations. The theater, I believe, is going to have concessions. It'll be a nice little lead-in to get you ready for the festival, which is Saturday and Sunday, and they've got a lot of things planned for that. Just before Early American Days, though, the Kilbuck community would receive devastating news that Fire Chief Scott Scott Kashuba would pass away while on a cross-country trip on August 19th. His services would be held at Harvest Ridge and would then include military honors at Kilbuck Cemetery. The Commercial and Savings Bank would hold their second celebration of the year, this time at the newly remodeled Operations Center in Millersburg, which celebrated its 25th anniversary along with CSB's 145th anniversary. The celebration would include a community party in which everyone was invited.
It's definitely for our whole community. We believe that it takes all of the community banks to make our community great, and so that's part of one of the reasons we want to celebrate. We will have Smoke and Chippers food truck and dessert truck. Texas Snow Company will be doing snow cones. We will have a balloon artist and axe throwing trailer and bounce houses, and it's just a really fun day for everyone can come.
August would also bring change, with Leah Miller announcing that she would be retiring from the Leadership Holmes County program. It was unclear who would be stepping in to keep the program going, but then the chamber would announce that it was bringing in a familiar face, with Shasta Mass being announced as the new lead on the program.
Leadership is something that Shasta oversaw, even though, you know, we had Leah Miller here, but Shasta has been part of the process for all of the 17 years she was here as director and beyond. She's also supported the program since she left the chamber. So this is a natural cycle to bring her back on board, because we're not starting over with someone.
Leah has made such an impact in Holmes County. She was chamber director, she was planning commission director, she was a Holmes County commissioner. Of course, building the leadership program really from scratch. She's been a mentor to me ever since I started at the chamber way back in 2002. And to follow in her footsteps means so much to me, and I just hope to make her proud.
Around the state, the Columbus woman Nala Jackson, who kidnapped the twin five-month-old boys, triggering a statewide Amber Alert and search across several states, would be sentenced to 23 years in prison and would have to register as a sex offender. The Ohio History Connection would strike a deal to take control of the ancient ceremonial and burial earthworks that were located on a golf course near Columbus and was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site last year. First Energy agreed to pay $20 million to avoid criminal charges in the state bribery scandal. This would come a day after filing an agreement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The city of Columbus would suffer a cybersecurity attack in July, and in August, the mayor would take responsibility for not getting the right information about the attack out to the public, and they would learn some sensitive information did make it out to the dark web. Two police officers would sue the city, saying it failed to protect their personal information, and it would include all city workers. Governor Mike DeWine would declare a state of emergency for 8 counties after storms and tornadoes ripped through. The first 2 weeks of recreational marijuana sales were over $22 million. The fall redistricting amendment backers and continued to fight Secretary of State Frank LaRose on getting the right language on the ballot, and the 10th District Court of Appeals would hear oral arguments on the civil case surrounding House Bill 68 involving transgender care. And the Cleveland Zoo would announce they were temporarily shutting down the rainforest exhibit after more than 3 decades and prepare for its new primate forest, and they would also add a cross-country mortgage forest home. With this reflection on 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.